Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
There will never be a dispute over whether fruits and vegetables help supply the nutrients your body needs to build a strong and healthy immune system, which is vital in protecting you from outside invaders, such as bacteria and viruses. Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables with a combination of 31 different organically grown whole fruits and vegetables every day. They come in capsules, which can be taken in less than 10 seconds at a cost of about 22 cents per serving. Why wait? Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a ton of stuff to get to on a majorly historic day. We'll talk technology with Ari Zolden before we're done. We've got Carol Markowitz and her thoughts on some things that went down in our nation's capital today. But first, a live report from the White House from a current special assistant to President Donald J. Trump. Andrew Giuliani joins me. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
In Israel's entire history, there have previously been only two such agreements. Now we have achieved two. In a single month.
I am grateful to you, President Trump, for your decisive leadership. A peace that has broad support in Israel, in America, in the Middle East, indeed, in the entire world.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. That was from the live signing ceremony earlier today as the president and then the heads of three Middle Eastern countries, Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. Actually, it was the Ministry of Foreign Affairs heads that joined us from those two countries. But a rather remarkable thing. You know, when I was growing up, we all saw that black and white photo, right, of Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt as they met together to try to figure out how they were going to end World War II. And I kind of felt like this was a similarly impressive moment where you had these kind of forerunners in what will be the larger region of the Middle East declaring peace and to some degree beginning to answer the two-state question as it relates to Israel. Anyway, we're going to get a lot more on this as we go through the broadcast. Carol Markowitz, who, of course, writes in the Post every Monday, she's got a lot of thoughts, and she's very moved by this emotionally. She's already told me this in text, and she's wanting to weigh in. She'll be with me in the next segment. But I want to first turn to the son of America's mayor. Everybody knows Rudy Giuliani, but Andrew Giuliani, the mayor's son, is a special assistant to the president. He joins us live from the White House and was at that signing ceremony earlier today. And Andrew, I appreciate you making time for us. First off, in terms of the significance of what we saw with the president and those three leaders and what we are told is it's just a precursor of more to come. What's your reaction?
Well, Kevin, thanks for having me on. You know, being there today and seeing this, you know, whenever we'd heard people talk about Middle East peace, it was almost this kind of fictional idea, this pie in the sky, esoteric idea. Well, what is Middle East peace? We are starting to see what that is. When Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israelis have prayed for this for thousands of years and the Israeli state has prayed for this for decades, you really get a true sense of what this means historically. And all of the people that have come before them who have prayed for this, it was honestly one of these days. I feel like this White House makes history more often than the last three White Houses before it combined. Today was truly a historic day like no other here in this White House.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that very thought, Andrew, because I've been covering elections since, I guess, Reagan's second term. So I've been doing this a while. And I was thinking, so General Jack Keane was on Fox, and he was with Harris Faulkner, my buddy, and he was telling her, he said, you know, this is a paradigm shift in Middle East policy. This is something that it wasn't that they just got people to concede to points of fact and then sign a paper. They changed the very table that they were sitting at and the perspective of everybody there. That's a paradigm shift. He's done that. But this is one of like three or four or five areas that this administration has done that. He did that in regulatory policy for small businesses and U.S. economy. In fact, it's one of the reasons I think that we're having the comeback that we're having now. He's completely changed the paradigm of the judiciary. 300 conservative judges now sitting on benches across the country. He's ended terrorism, something that your dad was very much passionately involved in advocating for, but he did it largely without firing a shot or having to put boots on the ground. And today you see this normalized relation of historic classic foes in the Middle East. This is a paradigm shifting administration, is it not?
It absolutely is. And, you know, you mentioned all of those ideals, and it truly is peace through strength. It is believing in the American ideals. It's believing in American exceptionalism and the importance of that, not just to American citizens, but to citizens of the world, to those who value democracy over the world. And that's truly how you create a paradigm shift like that. It is living those values every single day. And I can, you know, on this phone as I am with you, I can tell you I get a chance to see the president every day on this. He lives by those values. There is nothing more that he wants than America to be strong and democracy around the world to be strong.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because I think that strength or weakness is something that the voters will be deciding on November 3rd. I was looking at this number, Andrew, and I know that as a special assistant to the president, you can't really be political. But certainly the impact of these things have political consequences to them. The unemployment numbers and the discouraged worker numbers, and those are both two of the percentage rates that people track in terms of economic understanding, are now the lowest since March, the height of the lockdown. Your reaction to what this jobs first economy is doing in terms of bolstering American life?
Well, so I work in the public liaison, and the president has mandated us to make sure that the private sector takes the lead in forming policy. He wants to make sure that the people that have started businesses, big or small, that are risking it all, are have their voices heard in this administration. Maybe not, maybe more than 35, 40-year bureaucrats that have worked in D.C. What we've continued to learn and what we've continued to see from them with these job numbers is the fact that the president values their opinion, understands exactly what it takes to not create not just jobs but careers. Mind you, if we were to talk about this back in February too, Kevin, you're talking about the lowest employment rate, the lowest percentage employment rate for African Americans, for Hispanic Americans, and I think it was a tenth of a percentage off from the record lowest employment rate in the United States. More jobs than at any time in our country's history. This president understands how to create the greatest economy in our country's history. He's done it once, and I mean, by God, he'll do it again.
Well, and you're talking about engaging private sector. We're seeing that also played a big role in his response to COVID. I know that it kind of jarred some people yesterday, but one of the vaccine manufacturers firmly believes that they will have a vaccine to market before the end of October. Andrew, that they're not necessarily saying that all the federal government loopholes will have been jumped through, but speak to that for a second. We've never done anything at this kind of lightning speed before.
Yeah, and look, that's the president has called his team in there throughout this in January, February, and especially in March as everything was shutting down. And he basically called for an all of government, but not just an all of government, an all of America and an all of the world approach to figuring out solutions to this. And one of the first things we did was we allowed the private sector to do what they do so well, which is innovate, create, and then try to come up with a solution to this difficult problem. And I think we are going to see what that means in real time here very, very soon, as you've alluded to, Kevin.
What do you believe? Joe Biden's published a paper on what he intends to do economically. It's 95 pages. It involves a lot of reinstalling of regulations that this president undid. What do you think the net effect of that would be in terms of where you sit in terms of the negotiating with the private sector and getting them involved in solving real problems?
It'd be disastrous, Kevin. I one of the things that I really have focused a lot on with our Office of Management and Budget, our OIRA arm, is the deregulation agenda. And that was really something that the president pushed extremely hard, not just in his first 100 days, but continues
right.
to. If you remember, he made a promise to the American people when he campaigned that for every new regulation, he would sign two. I think that number stands at 17-1. He would cut two, sorry. I think that number stands at 17-1 now. I know in the first year it was 23-1. the president understands the power of the private sector. And the truth is, Kevin, you know, more regulation, it hurts the smaller business more than it does the bigger business. You know, you're talking about six figures. I think the number is $87,000 to $114,000 that this president has saved the average business in legal costs and dealing with regulation over the last 3.5 years. That's the difference between a business with two or three employees being in the red or being in the black.
Totally. Well, Andrew, we're thankful for what you're doing. And, you know, we need to have a longer conversation with you about your thoughts on what your home city is going through right now and perhaps what your involvement might be in that future. But we'll save that for another time. Just promise to come back. Andrew Giuliani, thank you so much for being with us.
Kevin, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. Keep fighting the good fight. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Carol Markowitz, I call her the nation's most important op-ed columnist, joins me to discuss today's historic peace signing in Washington. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As we move into the fall and school is starting to open up and restaurants are opening up, there's this great danger that people are going to become susceptible to sickness. There might be some good reason for that. We've shut down everyone's immune systems by keeping them locked down for all this time. So the best way to start building your defenses against disease, whether it's coronavirus or anything else, is actually starting to work on building your immune system. Well, what helps you do that better than anything else? It's fruits and vegetables in large quantities. And that's why I love Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. In just a few capsules a day, I am getting more than 10 servings of 31 individual fruits and vegetables, about a plate's worth of salad, 10 times in just the basic dose. Friends, if you have not started to boost your immune system and you're worried about this fall, you want to stay healthy, you want to stay on top of your game, then give Balance of Nature a try. And don't forget to ask them about your free health coach when you call. Now, right now, they're offering free shipping and 35% off your preferred order. You call right now and find out how you get that. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to get the latest special discount when you use the special radio code. I'll give you in just a second. But again, that phone number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. And the discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. The markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite, The Amazing Mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You'll see some very great things happening in the Middle East. You're going to have peace without blood in the sand. For years, you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace.
Earlier today, congressional candidate Nicole Malliotakis, assembly member from South Brooklyn and Staten Island, issued a statement, and she said, "Today the world witnessed a historic moment when leaders from these countries met with President Trump at the White House to sign agreements that will formalize this path towards peace in the Middle East." The president referring to the potential for up to five more countries to join the two that have already signed on to this Middle East peace plan. I'm dying to get the thoughts of my next guest. Carol Markowitz is a regular here with us on Tuesday. She's written a lot about what's going on in New York City, but being someone who very much values the land of Israel and its need to exist, I thought it would be appropriate to ask her about that as well. Carol, welcome back, of course, as always. I know it's a busy day for you, but this is we don't see this kind of thing happen administration to administration. In fact, we've only seen since the formation of Israel as a nation formally, we've only seen two of these agreements signed in all the years up to this, and then two in the last 29 days. Your reaction?
My mind is blown. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm so surprised and happy and just overjoyed to watch peace unfold in the Middle East. And I think all the detractors are so hateful that they don't celebrate this kind of peaceful turn of events. I think that, you know, hating Trump is one thing, but not wanting peace in countries that matter to us is a real flaw in character. You know, one thing that I think a lot of people don't understand, and you know, when United Arab Emirates first, you know, lined up to make this deal with Israel, people were like, oh, but they weren't at war. But that doesn't mean anything. I'm Jewish. My husband is Jewish. But my husband was also born in Israel. So on his passport, birthplace says Israel. Mm-hmm. We were never allowed to go to the United Arab Emirates. And it was even beyond that. I would say to people, you know, they would say, oh, it's like the Vegas of the Middle East. And I'd say, do I have to keep being Jewish a secret? And they'd say, well, maybe you shouldn't mention it. But to have that change overnight is magical. And it's crazy to me that anybody would oppose it or talk badly about it.
What's interesting, too, about this, Carol, is that, and Charlie Hurt pointed this out on Outnumbered with Harris Faulkner earlier today, but I thought it was extremely profound. He said, simultaneously, this occurred, and two things did not have to happen in order for it to be brought about. Number one, we didn't have to put a single boot on the ground or fire a single shot
right.
to begin yeah. this process. That looks like it may engulf maybe up to seven countries that are going to sign onto mm-hmm. this, and Saudi Arabia may be one of them. I don't want right. to get the cart in front of the horse, but I just, when you said yeah. you were blown away, I mean, this is really earth-shattering.
Yeah.
And he said we
right.
didn't have to put one boot on the ground
mm-hmm.
Or fire a shot. Also, the other thing we didn't have to do was to give pallets of billions of dollars worth of cash
right.
to anybody to make this happen. This was done through the sheer force of negotiation and the ability for Pompeo and Pence and Kirshner mm-hmm. and whoever else was on the squad to talk to
yeah.
these countries and to help them see and incentivize their own value in finding peace in the region.
Right. And really make them face the reality that Israel is not going anywhere. And I think, you know, the Palestinian people would benefit so much from facing that reality. But I always say their allies in America and in Europe don't want them to face that reality. They want to keep them pretending that Israel might one day disappear, but it won't. And it's here to stay. And the faster they accept it, the faster we'll have peace.
Well, and let's bottom line this. That has been the only sticking point from the very beginning. I mean, there's been no secret that for many, many years, Israel, if they were able to, and they tried to fight a war to try to make this happen, all of their neighbors would have joined in to try to eliminate them. Now, it didn't
right.
work, and Israel was able to not only stay and defend itself, but flourish and prosper. I've been there three times in recent years, and I have to tell you, it was life-changing for me to step foot in some of these places and to step foot in
right.
some of these places that are not you know, lawfully limited for certain peoples to go to. But it's just a real snapshot of what can be achieved when you really make the objective and not have it clouded by, you know, false manipulations.
Absolutely. The false manipulation is such a big part of that. I think that the faster that all these countries make peace with Israel, the faster the Palestinians will realize that they should also, and the faster we can all move forward. The whole
yeah.
world is so focused on this region and has been for so many generations now. I mean, maybe we can move on.
Well, and wouldn't that be refreshing? You know, what's interesting strikes me. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize, but I don't remember really what that was for. And, you know, this president is going to get one, and it will probably be one of the most earnest accomplishments in world history, at least in our era, the era that we live through and our kids live through.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't wait for this president to get one. I think that's probably not going to happen. But, you know, obviously, I think that some things have happened during this administration that really are harbingers of peace throughout the world. And it's crazy that an administration before them did nothing. And it was with just the promise of Barack Obama. They got him the prize. But Donald Trump, I doubt we'll ever see that.
Even if he gets the results done, even if he proves it?
It's very political, you know.
I mean, he got nominated. So, I was surprised that that happened. But
right, right.
We'll see where it goes
yeah.
from there. Okay, Carol, real quickly, let's touch on your column. You were pro locking down New York City in the early
yep.
days. In fact, you kind of self-locked down, but you're saying
mm-hmm.
It's long past time. It's time to be back to normal. I had the same feeling this week. I was watching all these sports things on TV, and empty stadiums
mm-hmm.
have got to be the stupidest thing I have ever seen. Almost
right.
as stupid as an empty
space.
Restaurant.
Yeah, empty stadiums is even sillier because, I mean, they could half fill it, they could a quarter fill it, they could do something. You know, restaurants only have so much capacity. But, yeah, empty stadiums make no sense to me either.
But don't you
and
think it was kind
of
interesting? Don't you think it was kind of interesting that when Maliotakis and Meyer and those guys filed that lawsuit last week, that all of a sudden the governor and the mayor just said, okay, well, we can open. I mean, I think we just got to insist upon our will being done more often.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. And 25% indoor capacity for dining is not enough.
Not nearly enough. We want full open society again. All right. Go read her latest.
Thank you. I was pro-lockdown
for NYC, but now there's no excuse for continuing it. It's in the New York Post, where you see her stuff every Monday. Carol, thanks for reflecting on the Middle East with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, big news day continues. Don't go away. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin, what do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference as we have in years past by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so honored to have such great people join me all the time. You know that every Tuesday I speak with Ari Zolden about technology and stories in the tech space and what they all mean. But he dropped me a note a couple of weeks ago and he said, Kev, you've got to talk to this friend of mine named Sean Singh, who is in the pharmaceutical space, and I said, well, let's do it. And Ari is here. Ari, good to have you back. Even though we talk to you all the time anyway, it's good to have you here. So tell us who we're going to speak with here.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. Always great to be back. And I, as you know, it's always my favorite time of week. So thanks for Thanks for everything. So, you know, as you know, we've got a marketing and media firm, and we become pretty selective about the clients that we take on. When I first heard about VistaGen, pitch the business, try to get them as a client, I was so excited because this is a very, very unique client. We also took some stock in the company as well, so I feel very connected to the company. You know, when we hear the word pandemic nowadays, right away, as we know, COVID-19 comes to mind.
Yeah.
But there's another global pandemic that's been brewing both in the U.S. and internationally, and that's depression and anxiety. And it's just great to hear, to have Sean Singh over here. He's the CEO of VistaGen Therapeutics, NASDAQ company, publicly traded, really, really interesting stuff. And we're going to turn it over to Sean right now just to give a little bit background about this pandemic that I mentioned.
Yeah, Sean, what is the story with that? I mean, and is it related to the other pandemic? Are people more freaked out now than they've ever been before?
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for the chance to speak to you. And Ari, thank you as well. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, America is absolutely stressed out, and there are so many anxiety-provoking and trauma-provoking situations and circumstances. The obvious impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic relate to, you know, just the fear of getting sick, actually getting sick, the fear of losing your job, the social isolation. You know, there's all kinds of issues that are obvious and also others emerging, and they're expected to linger for many years. And that's on top of civil unrest that we've seen. We've certainly seen pressures even before COVID relating to social media. I don't know if you recall a while back when likes were taken down from Instagram, that was a pretty amazing acknowledgement of the potential impact of social media, especially on the youth. So, yeah, right. there are a lot of issues that are causing rates of mental illness to rise to levels that we'd easily call pandemic levels. Anxiety is by far the most prevalent mental health condition in the U.S. 40 million American adults suffer from anxiety. Depression, the other component of the unfortunately matched set, is over 17 million adults in the United States. So,
wow.
These are scary numbers. And what's even scarier is that the medications available to complement psychotherapy or talk therapy, the current standard of care there just falls short of the needs of millions of people. So that's our goal.
Well,
to go way beyond the current standard of care.
I understand that VistaGen has a new innovative drug that helps address this. Tell me about it.
So we have two drugs. PH94B is for anxiety disorders, and PH10 is for depression disorders. The main emphasis, the lead drug, is entering phase 3 clinical development, which is the last phase of FDA-required clinical development early next year. And the challenge with the space overall is there just really hasn't been anything fundamentally new for anxiety or major depressive disorder in decades. I mean, these drugs, benzodiazepines, benzos, you might have heard of, are the most commonly used for anxiety-related disorders, and they come with a whole host of side effects and safety concerns. These are Schedule 4 drugs, which means there's a risk of addiction. And then in the antidepressant arena, everyone's heard of SSRIs or SNRIs, Prozac and Zoloft and the like, but the challenge is we know what we're going to get with these drugs. And in many cases, it's a predictable set of side effects and safety concerns or limited therapeutic benefits that, again, leave people falling short. So what we've got is fundamentally different, meaning it's the way they work. Their mechanisms of action are completely different than the existing drugs that have been around since the 60s and 70s in many cases. We're on our way. So love
All
to
right.
be updated. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks for the time.
VistaGen.com is the website. VistaGen.com. And you can also look them up on the indexes as well. Ari Zoldan, thanks for making the introduction. I'll tell you what, you stick around. We're going to talk some Tech Tuesday coming up next with you. Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
Now, I'm over 50, and I've tried lots of supplements in the past, and I've never had anything work as good as Balance of Nature in such a short period of time. I'm amazed at the mental and physical transformation I've had since I've started taking it. And it's only been maybe 3 months. I say if there's anyone that is listening, if they listen on the radio or see the advertisements on TV, that you know, don't delay. It's, you're only putting off a chance to improve yourself health-wise. That's a great product.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I am grateful to you, President Trump, for your decisive leadership. A peace that has broad support in Israel, in America, in the Middle East, indeed in the entire world.
That was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu earlier today from the White House as that monumental, historic moment took place. And again, I've still got goosebumps from it. Just an amazing piece of history that you watched today. And to think that there may be five more countries that will join that pact before it is completed. Anyway, back to join us is Ari Zoldan, who, by the way, he announced, told us just a couple of weeks ago that he will be involved in some of that very discussion about the Emirates bringing those economic relationships to whole in that part of the world. And Ari, I spoke with Carol earlier in the show. It's truly an amazing, for people that love Israel and that love the Middle East, this is mind-blowing in terms of the scope of what this peace agreement means today.
Yeah, Kevin, it's shocking. I don't think anybody would have guessed that this would happen. It's like what you said. It is game-changing. It's game-changing, I think, for the economies, for the Middle East, the geopolitical situation going on there. And I think, like what you said, you know, these other countries are going to follow, minus Iran, Iran. But you know, you think about, you know, Saudi Arabia. I mean, you know, if this comes to fruition down the road, this is really, it's fascinating. And I think it's great, not only for not only on the political side, but we always cover innovation and technology. And this is really the opportunity for the startup nation, I think, to really take this to the next level with all the with the cooperation with the Arab countries around them.
Well, and you've got the opportunity to pick on the brightest and the best from the whole region now. And, you know, it's not just, I mean, Carol was explaining how her husband, who was born in Israel, because his passport says that, he could never go to the Emirates, but now they can, and you can have that open travel back and forth. As you yourself know, it's going to be quite something. Anyway, hey, last week, when you were with us, you told us that today is the day. So, you know, what do we know about the 12? Yes, I'm still one track minding it here, but I look forward to talking to you all week.
We're talking about the Apple conference, right, Kevin?
Yes, yes.
So shockingly, I think everyone was waiting for the iPhone to come out, but because of supply chain issues and what's happening with Corona right now, they weren't able to release it yet. So, you know, stand by on that front. But the good news is
that... Do we know how long it'll be until they do make that announcement?
They haven't said. I mean, my guess is probably going to be a couple of more months. But the Apple Watch, the new version of the Apple Watch came out, which the timing on this is incredible because right now...
I see what you did there, by the way. The watch came out and the timing was incredible.
There you go. You picked up on it. You picked up on it, Kevin. Talk about, you know, we've spoken about med tech before. Well, right now you could put on the new Apple Watch and they can actually tell you your blood oxygen level based on your pulse. This is from a wearables perspective and from a technology and from a medical perspective, this is quite amazing. So right now your doctor remotely could be able to monitor your levels.
Well, and that's also probably helpful if you want to, if you're a social imbiber and you don't want to, you know, do too much. If you're able to measure yourself and cut yourself off at the right time, that's got to be a societally improving change.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And we're going to see, and I think the timing is right, too. We're seeing all this, you know, we spoke about remote learning. You know, now we're going to be talking a lot about remote monitoring because people can't get into the doctor's office. So you have all these different kinds of technologies companies outside of Apple actually running into the space and figuring out, okay, you know, how do we launch some sort of software product or service that that gets us into the remote monitoring space? And that's, we're going to be hearing a lot of that stuff over the next couple of years.
And, you know, digital medicine has been around for a little while. The whole, you know, virtual doctor's visit has been kind of perfected over the last couple of years. But there's still criticisms of it because it doesn't have some of the measurable tangibles that you would have in an in-person visit. But if you have portables that are starting to measure some of those same things, that's going to only improve the virtual or digital delivery of medicine.
Correct. And again, there's nothing like, and I don't think there'll ever be anything that will replace a human-to-human interaction, doctor-to-patient. I don't think that will ever go away. But in situations where you can't get into the doctor's office or places in third world countries where medical supplies or medical assistance is not available, this is incredible. This is an incredible situation. You could be hundreds of miles away from your doctor, wear a device, wear some sort of wearables, and then get real live communication feedback from your doctor. So stuff like this, I think, is mind blowing. And it's going to be changing a lot of, I think, a lot of our health system as well. So we'll look out for this and we're going to watch this space very closely.
Well, I'm very bummed that Apple didn't reveal the 12 today, but it's good to know that that the new watch is going to do some of that really cool stuff. Hey, talk to me about what Walmart is doing. Is this in reaction to Amazon saying that they're going to go airborne?
Well, yeah, they want to go. It's that, and it's also Prime. You know, everyone loves Amazon Prime. Free shipping. You pay $100+, you get all the free shipping you want. Walmart needs to get some market share, and they said, hey, let's roll out our own service, and it's Walmart Plus, and they're going head-to-head. And I see prices are going to come down considerably where, and here's one of our predictions, Kevin, where ultimately shipping will be free because they do want to get the customer at the end of the day. So it'd be very curious to see what happens to Amazon versus Walmart.
Well, I've wondered about that for a while because the free shipping has been a large attraction to people. And, you know, when you're talking about those discount retailers to begin with, you're talking about lower margins on the actual goods. Now they offer free shipping. Someone's got to make money somewhere. So at some point, it's going to be interesting to see how thin of a margin they can do enough volume with to really surpass that. And the other thing about Amazon we just found out this week is that you can now use Amazon Prime to order home delivery from Whole Foods, which is something we had not known of earlier. But anyway, that's kind of cool. All right, Ari, always appreciate your analysis of everything going on in tech. And I know you're excited about the new relationship with the Emirates and Israel and being able to be part of the ground floor of that. And we'll watch that drama unfold as well. Should be really exciting. But thanks for being here today. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. You bet, Kevin, always.
All right, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Final thoughts. Don't go away.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference, as we have in years past, by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis. Not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We have four more years of Trump's climate denial. How many suburbs will be burned in wildfires? If you give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze?
This guy's nuts. Joe Biden First of all, if you understand anything about why the fires in the West are the problem that they are, it's because of the climate, the global warming fanatics. You know, they don't sweep out underbrush. They don't do controlled burns. They don't do all the stuff that we did for decades to prevent these types of things from happening. Their idea is just let it all grow, and you know, then when it dies out or gets too dry, then this is what you have, and you've got massive problems this year. And California has refused to change its path. Climate arsonist. Well, blame that at Gavin Newsom's feet there, VP Biden. Pal, by the way, I don't know if you were on Twitter or saw this, but there were a number of videos posted within the last couple of days of people that had cell phone footage of those two sheriff's officers getting shot in Los Angeles. One of them was replayed. It's now been viewed 3.9 million times. I have it linked on my Twitter feed. It's literally someone who witnessed the crime and then spends, I don't know, 5 to 6 minutes saying, oh, they got busted. It's a Joe Biden supporter laughing at the fact that the sheriff's deputies got shot. He's expressing his feelings about the L.A. sheriffs that were shot. And this is a man who would prefer Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to be elected. He's a Joe Biden supporter. And that idea that you can shoot cops and then have a big party in the street laughing about it, that's the nation that Joe Biden wants you to live in. Friends, you can choose a historic extension of this administration, or you can choose that. But that choice is what's on the ballot come November 3rd. I'm Kevin McCullough.